going throughout the earth. And it was like rising up and looking down to seek who it could devour. And when I said to the Lord, oh my gosh, because it was a frightening picture. It was the size of the globe. It was huge, this viper. And I said to the Lord, what are we going to do? What are you showing me? Why are you showing me this? And I saw the church, and he said, look, and I saw the church rise up all around the globe. And it's like we encircled the whole of the globe. And I saw us take out our swords, and together we formed, as we prayed and as we declared, we formed this huge sword in the spirit world.
Come on.
And together we swung this sword and we cut off the head of this serpent. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the Lord is saying in these days that we're not to fear, that yes, the battle is real and the battle is raging, but the church is the answer. We are the 911. We are the David to the Goliath right now.
Come on.
And we have the power of the Holy Spirit, and we have the weapons of warfare that I want to speak to you about this morning. We have the weapons of warfare that when we come together, the Lord says, I command blessing. I command blessing. And I just saw us rising all around the world as we come together and we pray together and we declare together that we raise up this global size sword that cuts off the head of this serpent.
Yeah.
It's not okay just to stab this thing. We got to cut its head off so that it dies, so that it is no more, that it will not again rise up, not in a year's time or 10 years time or 20 years time, that we take the head of this thing for good.
Yeah,
and that's what the Lord showed me this morning. So it really encouraged me that's what he sees. He sees the church rise up, and he sees us becoming a mighty army in our little individual places, yet globally on the internet, that we're rising up and we are forming something so strong right now. And he's forming it in us. It's like he's fashioning us in the fire. He's fashioning us together to be a mighty weapon in his hand. Exciting, yeah? Thumbs up.
Yay!
Come on, come on, come on now, come on now. Stay true, stay true. I want to speak to you this morning. Colossians, for you that have your Bibles, which I hope you have, as this is church, Colossians 1, 22 and 23. The Colossians 1, 22 and 23 says, but now... Now, this is a now word. It's a present word. It's not a was. It's not a will be. It's a now. But now, he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
Yeah.
Free from accusation if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, let's just get that right. The powers and authorities are disarmed. Yeah, they are disarmed. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. And I believe in this day that's what's happening again. I believe that God is triumphing over the powers and authorities and spiritual places through the church. So Christ did it on the cross in the first instance. We are Christ in us, the working out of this today in our situation. A public spectacle triumphing over principalities and powers through the cross. So to win in warfare, to learn to shut down the enemy's voice, that's our job, to win. And to shut his voice. Okay? The Bible says we are free from accusation if we continue in faith. So when the enemy comes to disqualify you, you need to remember that in Christ you are already blameless and you are redeemed by the blood. There's a blood covering over you, a blood covering. He cannot accuse you of being a sinner because your old man died, was buried in the grave, and you're a new creation. You're not born of that anymore, of the flesh. You're born of the spirit. You are spirit beings right now. The power of God lives in you. The power of God, not the fear of the enemy. The power of God lives in you. And when bad thoughts enter your minds, you immediately need, we need to remind ourselves and the enemy that we are blameless and that we're free from accusation. Because in these days, he will come with accusation against you. And we need to remind him that the word of God says that through death, you were presented holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. There is no legal right any further for the enemy to bring accusation across your body. So how do we stay free from accusation? Ephesians 2:8-9 says, it is by grace you have been saved. Come on. Through faith. This is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. And earlier in Ephesians or Colossians, it says that you are free from accusation if you continue in your faith, established and firm. So here we have Ephesians 2 saying, by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. So how are you free from defeat of the enemy in these days? Because these days it's like the enemy's coming in through fear. As I was preparing this last night, there was a tangible darkness that came into my bedroom as I was preparing for this word today, a tangible darkness. And again, whenever I tried to go to sleep last night, I couldn't get to sleep for hours, and I just had to keep worshiping and going over the scriptures and just standing with the word of God against what the enemy was trying to bring in against us. So how are we free from defeat? You received a gift. I received a gift.
Yeah.
We received a gift that didn't cost us anything.
Come on.
It was called faith. That faith was purchased for us on the cross. And it says, if we hold on to and continue in that faith and believe, we will be free from accusation and we will remain blameless before the Lord.
Yeah.
Some of the thoughts the enemy might throw at you in these days, he'll tell you that you're worthless. He'll tell you that you're a sinner. He'll tell you maybe he'll put lustful thoughts in your mind, shameful thoughts in your mind, guilt, fear, hopelessness. I think fear is such a big thing, and hopelessness in these days when we've just been told we could be here until June. And we're just saying, that snake's head's coming off. It's coming off.
Yeah.
June is not it's a no-go.
Come on.
It's not going to happen. So for us, we need to speak to the devil and remind him, and actually remind him, I am blameless and I am free from accusation. These are your thoughts, enemy, not my thoughts. I am a person after God's own heart and I have the mind of Christ. These thoughts are not my thoughts. They are your thoughts. And we close them down right now. The Bible says, I am blameless and I am free from accusation. Jesus, when he was taken into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, he was there for 40 days, being guarded by the wild animals, I believe. And when the enemy brought the accusation against the Lord, every time he said, it is written. It is written. He knew how to use the word of God as a weapon. Romans 12:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great news.
There is no condemnation. Galatians 2:20 says, I no longer live. I have been crucified with Christ. I am blood bought. I'm just trying to get you to remember who you are in these days. In these days when the enemy would try to bring fear and disappointment and hopelessness and what's the future going to hold for us, I'm just trying to get you to remember you're blameless. You're free from accusation. You're powerful. You're a son or a daughter of God. You're seated in heavenly places to see things from his perspective, because the earth's perspective is not good right now. The media's perspective will bring fear, but we need to be seated above all of that so that we can see what the enemy's up to, so that we can hear and understand the ways of God, and we can partner with him in these days to bring victory and cut this thing's head off.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
We need to have a revelation of what it means to carry the armor of God. We need to declare that we carry the armor of God. And we need to be intentional about using that for our warfare. So I want to look at that today. Ephesians 6, 13 to 17. Would you read that out for me?
Yes.
Ephesians 6, 13 to 17.
Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
Yeah.
Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
17, yeah.
Yeah.
17. So, in these days, number one, the belt of truth. What does it mean to wrap around you the belt of truth? Well, truth is a person. Jesus said, I'm sending you a comforter. He is the Spirit of truth. So when we wrap the belt of truth around us, we're partnering with the person of truth. And it's a defensive weapon, and it's an offensive weapon. So it's defensive in that truth protects us. But it's also offensive because as we declare truth, we overcome the enemy. Yeah? So the belt of truth is about being vulnerable. It's all about vulnerability. Because there are things like, I know when people turn around and say to me sometimes, how are you? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. And inside I'm like, oh, I'm actually really not right now. And wearing the belt of truth actually calls us to be vulnerable. It calls us to not have anything hidden in our lives. I'm not saying tell everybody everything. I'm saying that there needs to be someone in your life that you can be wholly open with and wholly honest with, that they can pray through things with you and deal with the hidden things so that there's no accusation can come against you from the enemy.
Yeah.
So truth means being in the light. It means nothing is hidden. It's about being committed to being real in the deepest parts. And I think as the church, we've been really bad at this. And I feel that in these days, God is saying, tighten up your belt. Tighten up your belt. If you're not coping, let someone know. If there are things in your life that you need to get cleaned up, get someone to pray with you and minister you through those things. Jesus in John 14, 30 in the wilderness, he said, the ruler of this world is coming and he has nothing on me. Jesus knew that there was nothing hidden in his life, nothing that the enemy could come and accuse him of. Nothing. I mean, that just blows me away that there's nothing. Like, you know what, you know, the old thing that we were told when you stand before Jesus and all your sin comes up in the big video screen and you're like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, the Bible says I'm blameless. Yeah. And the Bible says I'm free from accusation. So for me, it's putting on the belt of truth and dealing with my stuff. I need to deal with my stuff so that there's nothing hidden in my life. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. It is defensive. So it is there to protect us. It's there to guard us. Our breastplate is his righteousness, his perfection, his position as our Father. So the breastplate of righteousness is the righteousness of Christ over us. So that when the enemy sees us, he sees us as righteous. So his whole job is to prove we're not righteous. So that's why we can still say, I am blameless and I'm free from accusation. Mm-hmm. Because I've got nothing hidden that you can hold against me. It's the Father's acceptance of you that covers your heart. So it's his acceptance that covers up all the stuff that we're trying to deal with. So that there's no accusation that comes. And I know that we're not perfect. I know that we're being made perfect. But the Father sees us as perfect already. But through Christ, that is our bits and pieces, the stuff is covered. And as we deal with it, then it gets sorted out. It's because our righteousness is like filthy rags, isn't it? But it's his righteousness that covers us. So his righteousness is what I live from. It's what covers me. Knowing, even knowing that I've had a bad day or I've said things maybe to Andy that that just were a bit harsh or or whatever. But I still know that I'm loved by my Father. I still know that no matter what I do or what I say, I'm still loved. It doesn't make it okay, but it means that I'm covered by his righteousness so that I can come and I can get those things sorted out in my heart and sorted out between us. It doesn't deny the stuff. It just says, deal with the stuff. But as we're dealing with it, his righteousness guards our heart. It guards and protects us against the enemy's accusation. Number three, your feet. I love this one. Fitted with the gospel of peace. This is an offensive weapon. This is a weapon against the enemy that we get as we progress, as we step forward. So it can be relational harmony. It's a new covenant weapon. It's a new covenant weapon, the weapon of peace. It comes with knowing the Holy Spirit because he is the person of peace. So when we partner with the person of peace, we carry peace.
Yeah.
The peace that's in us for us and peace that's upon us for others. So it can be relational. It can be internal rest, both in your soul and your mind. It can be the ability to rest in his goodness in the middle of a storm. And the Lord reminded me of the story of when he was in the boat with the disciples and this storm came. And the disciples were all like freaking out. They were terrified. They didn't know what to do. And there was Jesus asleep. Could you imagine how annoyed they must have been? Like, here's the savior of the world and he's asleep in the middle of the storm. Doesn't he know how dangerous this is? And I just love the fact that in the middle of the storm, Jesus knew his authority. He knew peace because he was peace. And when the disciples woke him, he just says, seriously, guys? Is this all? Peace be still. You know, and I'm like, we carry that same peace. We carry that within us and over us for other people. So it's like when we go into someone's house, we can release the peace of God upon you. When I go on a flight, before I enter the doors, I put my hands on the side of each of the sides of the doors and I say, peace to this aircraft, peace to all who enter here in Jesus' name. Yeah, I just think it's crazy that we can carry that. We can actually shift atmospheres wherever we go by carrying the peace of the Lord. Literally shift atmospheres. We can bring order out of chaos by releasing the peace that we carry. Mm. Isn't it awesome? So in these days, let us release the peace of God over our neighbors. Let us release it over our street, over our community, over our town, over our nation, and over the nations of the world. Just declaring and releasing, God, I release your peace over my neighborhood today. I release your peace over my family. I release your peace into this chaos, that you would bring order, Father, out of that today.
Amen.
So having your feet shod with peace is trusting someone bigger than you is in charge. That he is with you, that he is in you, and that he's watching over you. Is this okay? Thumbs up if you're all right there. Number four, the shield of faith. Again, defensive against the enemy. So you got your feet that are taking you, and you got your shield that's right out there, and it's like all the fiery darts that are coming. It's like the enemy's going like, and you're just going ping, 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 ping. But you have to have your shield up. Otherwise, you get shot, don't you? So, like, you got to have the shield up. It's totally defensive. It allows you to move forward. It allows you to your feet to keep going. I loved it in Wonder Woman where she, like, was running out across the dead man's area, wasn't it?
No man's land.
No man's land. And she had her shield up, you know, and also her armlets and things. But she had this shield, and they were shooting at her and bombing her, and she got up and she ran with this thing because she knew that they wouldn't break through. And we have this shield of faith that says that because I have faith, I have God in my life. Because I have God in my life, I am powerful to the pulling down of strongholds all around me. I can shift atmospheres around me because I have this shield of faith, because faith is a gift that I've got. My shield is a gift. So it's not something we naturally have. It's connected to a someone. It's connected to Jesus. He paid for my faith. He gifted me his faith so that I have faith to believe in where I'm going. Ephesians 2 again, it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of you. It is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. So the shield of faith is the revelation of the Holy Spirit that God is our protection. You couldn't want for better. You couldn't want for better. If I had the choice of having like my shield of faith in front of me or Andy in front of me in a war, I know what I'd choose. I'd choose my shield of faith.
Aww.
Sorry, babe. Sorry. But that shield of faith, because I know that nothing will get through it. I know it's impenetrable. Like nothing's going to enter through that shield of faith. Nothing.
I would be behind you anyway, darn. All the way.
Oh, you get yours up as well. Double whammy and mom get hers up. So it's like, woohoo. And in these days, when the army of the Lord raises their shield of faith, come on, can you see it?
Yeah.
Can you see it? Like the whole like global army raising that faith. And what are we doing? As the enemy fires the darts, we're pressing forward with peace in midst of fear. We're breaking down the walls of fear and we're pressing forward and we're taking Jesus into the atmosphere that the enemy thinks he controls. But he is disarmed and he is defeated in Jesus' name. We're trusting the shield to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Not just some of them. God promises every dart he will quench. Every dart. And that shield is God himself. Come on. That's God himself. He's like there right in front of me. He is my shield. He's my protection. Doesn't matter what the enemy throws. He is there if I use my shield. I can choose to lay it down. But I know in these days, man, my shield's way high. My shield's like up here. I got like this huge shield. Big shield. God is our protection. The darts will come, but we have a shield. The storms will come, but we have peace. Accusation will come, but we are the righteousness of God. And our ability to be vulnerable will deliver us. Yeah? You don't have to worry if you're not strong enough. You just need to lean on the one who is. Number five. Nearly there. Helmet of salvation. This is the mindset of health. This here, right here, your brain, your mind, your thought patterns are your health. They're your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, your emotional health, everything. The word salvation means saved, healed, delivered, and whole. Body, soul, spirit. Jesus didn't just die for your spirit. He didn't just die for your emotions and your character. He died for your body as well. He died for the whole person.
Yeah.
Salvation is for the whole person. When you put on salvation, it's for your body as well as your spirit and your soul. The whole person. God loves every part of you. He even loves your toes. You know, all the bits we struggle with. You know, those little muffin tops and all those bits. God loves it all. He just loves it all. You cannot overcome the enemy in your own strength. But because you have the mind of Christ, that makes you an overcomer. That makes you powerful. The mind of Christ. We don't have the mind of a sinner any longer. We're born of the Spirit. We have the DNA of the Spirit. We have the DNA of Christ. You cannot overcome the enemy in your own strength, but because you have the mind of Christ, you are powerful and you are an overcomer. It covers your thoughts. And because you have the mind of Christ, you're powerful. Your mind is not filled with doubt, insecurity, woundedness, brokenness. Your mind is saved. Your mind is sanctified. Your mind is redeemed. Your mind is made new and perfectly whole. There is nothing that he has not redeemed. And I look at people who are struggling with things of the past because the enemy brings them up, doesn't he? He reminds you, do you remember? Do you remember when so-and-so did such and such? Do you remember when this betrayal happened? Do you remember when you got hurt? And you know what? The Lord says all those things are covered. Those things are covered. That woundedness, I died for. That brokenness, I died for. That betrayal, I died for. So it's time to fix our minds on things above. It's time to rise up into the place that we're seated. You know, if you're not operating from your heavenly position, you're relinquishing your authority. So if you're not working from being seated with Christ, you have no authority because your authority comes from being seated with him. If you're not seated there, you're seated here. If you're seated here, you have no authority over what's happening in the principalities and powers. But you're seated in the heavenly places. That's your authority to release the power that commands darkness. So your mind is set apart for Christ. You're his. You have his thoughts. You do not have your old mind. It was crucified. Please, people, we are not. Don't let the enemy lead you down the road of the lies that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes. You have everything that it takes. Everything that you need is completed already. You are the redeemed. You will go the distance. You are an overcomer. 2 Peter 1:3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Everything. Everything. There's nothing that you lack. His divine power gives us everything we need. The trials will come, the lies will come, the darts will come, but you have weapons to defend yourself with and to defend those around you. This is not a season to withdraw. This is a season to attack. Come on.
Yay. Come
season
on.
To attack. Okay. Fiery darts.
Calm down.
Come on.
Calm down.
Get it out there. Get your sword out, guys. Going to deal with that right now.
I think as well, if I can just interject here, Philippians 1 and verse 6 is really important for us, just looking at what Sharon's been bringing. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
Yeah, come on.
So he has started something, and God always finishes. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that he won't finish if he started. He didn't just stop the world being made halfway through. No, he finished it. And I think that's amazing for us, that in Scripture we've got truth there that tells us that we will be perfected in him until the day when Jesus comes back to the skies. And we won't need to be perfected anymore, because he will, in an instant, we will be perfect.
Come on.
So, but in the meantime, we got to stick with the process. And sometimes the process, the enemy hits us so hard that it sideswipes us. And we think, oh my goodness, I'm never going to make it through this. I'm never going to be able to finish this. But you will, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
So you've got the confidence that the Father in heaven has got you. He's got you right there, and he's going to accomplish what he intended to do with your life.
Amen. Last part, the sword of the Spirit. Ooh, can we get this right across the screen? Oh. Come on, look at that.
I need stitches.
Can you imagine when each of us, sorry, Mother, can you imagine when each of us raise this up together?
Hold on.
Raise this up together, how big it is. How massive and how mighty it is, the sword of the Lord.
Yay.
The sword of the Lord. The word of God and the prophetic declaration of truth. There is nothing mightier than the word of God and the prophetic declaration of truth. It is the sword. It is the sword. When you're running with peace, you've got the breastplate of God's protection over you. You've got your salvation. You're covered. You've got truth around you. There's nothing hidden. And then you've got your shield at work, which is God covering you himself. And then you pick up this bad boy. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. The word of God. Come on. It's living and active, the Bible says. This is living. It's not a dead thing. It's not like this metal thing. It's living and active. The active word of God for the bringing down of strongholds. This weapon is an offensive weapon. You wouldn't think so, would you? But it is very offensive. Jesus combated the devil, overcame him with the word of God. He quoted the word every time. He didn't try to justify anything. He just spoke the word. So when the enemy tries to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. Yeah? When the enemy tries to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. You remind him of his future. You are the redeemed of the Lord. We need to know what scriptures apply. We can't just apply willy-nilly scriptures. So whatever circumstance you find yourself in right now, ask the Lord for the scriptures that are the sword, his sword for that situation.
Yeah.
Ask him for the scriptures and then begin to declare those scriptures prophetically over your life and to the enemy. You are on the winning side. His divine power has given you everything you need for life and godliness. There's no excuse for us to be godless in these days.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. This is not a season to withdraw. It is a season to be complete in our armor with the Lord. Every piece is vital. There isn't a piece of armor that we don't need. Everything is needed for our character to be built, for our salvation, our eternal salvation, our sanctification today and our ongoing sanctification, for our protection, that we can be vulnerable with each other in truth and break off the accusations of the enemy, that we have peace that we can release offensively as we go forward, protected by the shield of God's presence, declaring the word of the Lord, declaring the word of the Lord in the face of the enemy. So in this serpent, as it rises, just begin to declare the word of the Lord. You know, I am free from accusation. I am protected. I have the shield of faith around me that protects me from every fiery dart of the enemy. The fiery darts will come. We have a shield. The storms will come. You have peace. Accusation will come, but you are the righteousness of God. Temptation will come, but you have the word. Your ability to be vulnerable and truthful will define you in these days of testing. So I want to just make a declaration over you today. So you just close your eyes and just hold out your hands. I just want to declare this over you today, and then we're just going to pray. The enemy is already defeated in your life. His authority over you has been removed at the cross of Christ. He no longer has authority over your life. He is disarmed and defeated. He no longer has any legal right or access. You are the blood-bought great reward of God.
Amen.
His delight is in you today. Today he overshadows you. Today he is your covering between you and this darkness. The enemy cannot access you. If you open a doorway, deal with it quickly. Any unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, or offense, deal with it quickly. And I declare God's covering over you. Close any doorways of access to your life. Stay in the place of worship. I declare that you are under the shadow, that you are seated in your place of authority, ruling and reigning alongside Christ. I declare today the power, that same power that rose Jesus from the dead, lives in you, that you are mighty and powerful to the bringing down of strongholds, that the shield of faith protects you from all the fiery darts of the enemy, that the helmet of salvation guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, that truth, as you pour out truth, will leave you free from accusation of the enemy, and the sword, the word of God, will pull down every stronghold that tries to rise up against you. Everything that tries to rise will not prosper in its hand, but it will fall by the wayside. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that we are covered. We thank you, Lord, that you've thought of everything. We thank you, Lord, that with your armor that we can stand and still stand. Even when we're tired, we can still stand. That we have supernatural ability to fight things that are unseen. I thank you, Lord, that we have community, that we have family because of you. I thank you that we're not alone. I thank you that we do not have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power and a spirit of love and a sound mind of wisdom. I thank you that in these days that we are the answer to the world, Lord, that as your army rises up with their sword in their hand, that this viper will be beheaded.
Yeah.
We call that to come soon, Lord. Father, we pray for all those that are suffering right now. Lord, that you would come and visit them. Lord, that you would touch them. Lord, that we would see a turnaround of what the enemy has meant for harm, that you will turn for good. And we will begin to see the miraculous turnaround of God in our nation and the nations of the world. So we raise up our sword, Lord, and we say, God, that you are greater, and that greater is in us, he that is in us, than he that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We bless you today for your love and your goodness.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah, and I just pray over everybody that's online here this morning, that you would sense a greater presence of the Father, a greater presence of the Spirit in your homes, in your bedrooms, that when you lay your heads down at night, that you would have God dreams, God encounters, that you would have visitations from angels bringing you messages from heaven, that the Father would speak so clearly to you over these next 3 weeks, that as we come out of this, that we would all, as the church, come out stronger, more fed, more vigorous, more ideas, more insights, and that we would just be ready to run as an army for the King. So, Lord, we say, impart to us. Just come upon us, completely overtake us and overwhelm us with your goodness, with your insights, and with your wisdom, O Lord. That we as your people, Lord, we take this time and we use it for the good, to rise our spirits up, to actually, that inner man that's within us, to let it bubble up to the point where it's bursting to overflow. So we just speak health, we speak life, and we speak the goodness of the Father over you all right now in this season, that you would prosper like you have never prospered before, that no fear would come near your door, that you would be whole in spirit, body, and soul, that every part of you that God has touched and blessed to function as a human being, that it would just all come alive, and a goodness, the goodness of a good God, would follow you, that surely mercy and goodness would follow you all the days of your life, even in these days when the world's declaring such a darkness over it, and yet we are the light. So we say, Lord, let everyone's light just get turned up, get set on fire, find the heart of the Father, find that personal space again with you, Lord, that we get ignited, that we become on fire and burning, brighter than we've ever burned before, and ready, Lord, for what it is you have coming for us, your bride, in Jesus' name.
Carolyn, I just I just been looking at you here, and I just feel that you're going to really begin to experience a deeper expression of the glory of God around you as you spend time with him. I really believe that you're going to, that the manifest presence of God is going to increase on you mightily, and that in that place that you are going to hear from God in a whole new way. I just see this glorious mist, like, just encircling you in the days to come, where you're just going to be so aware of God's presence that you're almost going to feel like you're not here, you know. It's like just the increase of the presence of God upon you. And Carol, we just declare the healing of God over you right now. And we just break the power of the sickness off you in Jesus' name. We just shut it down in the name of Jesus, and we just declare healing and wholeness over you in Jesus' name, the full restoration. There'd be nothing broken, nothing damaged, nothing left that would not be healed and restored in Jesus' name. And the ropers, I saw, I saw signposting over you, and I feel that, I don't know if you're in a season of decision, but I feel that the Lord is saying to you not to make any hasty decisions right now, but to wait and know the certainty of what he's asking you to do. If it's not now, it's coming. And I just feel that he's saying to you, don't be in a rush, and, you know, don't be in a hurry, but actually take time, because it'll probably be a few options that are open for you. And the Lord wants to make sure that you know the way that he had, that it's not that any of them will be bad, they'll all be okay, but it's like he wants to be able to give you the direction that's going to really bless you and be effective, mightily effective on your life right now.
Yeah. And Gordy, I just want to pray over you this morning.
Yeah.
I pray that this tiredness and weariness that's been surrounding Jesus. You for this past Jesus. While would be like a cloud that the Lord comes and just blows away in an instant, that you get your health and your strength and your vitality back again quicker than you expected, that the Father just comes and just puts his hand upon your head and just like lifts off you what has been on you, because it's been on you to hold you back. And I speak life over you, Gordy. I speak health over you. And I say that this is the season that the enemy is trying to take you out, because he knows what's about to come.
Yes.
And I speak that life over you, that life force in you, just bubbles up. And as it energizes, you get energized in your physical being, and you get ready to run with the Father in this next season like you've never run before.
Yes.
And that the mantle that the Lord has placed upon you, Gordy, would increase, that it would get bigger. And you would have such a mantle upon you that you can wrap around others and bring them in and have them transformed under the power and the anointing of the Father.
Yeah.
And so I just bless you and Val as you do open heaven in Northern Ireland. I bless you guys for the future, because you guys need blessed to actually run for the future.
Yeah.
Because without blessing, you will do little. But with blessing, you will do a lot. And I just sense that the Lord is coming to bless you guys and to pour upon you an abundance that will allow you and enable you to run, not yourself, but with others, that you will gather and you will gather and you will gather, and you will create a regimen, a force within the nation to be reckoned with in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and Val, we just declare an increase in you and that ability for your teaching. And the materials that you're putting together right now, I just declare a real flow of the Holy Spirit over you.
Yeah.
That as you sit before him, that this will not be hard for you, but it will just be like this flow of the river. It's like you're just sitting in this little dinghy and he's just taking you down and showing you the different places to stop and pause and then to take you on to the next one. I just declare over you that what you're putting together and teaching will be such a blessing, not just to your community and those that you're teaching, but actually online for the nations.
Yeah.
That others will grow in their understanding of the Father heart of God and their identity and all the things that he's showing you, that this will be like a river that flows through the nations and just blesses them and feeds them in Jesus' name. Yeah.
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 You guys.
Dinger and Katie, just declare.
David.
Well, we call him Dinger, don't we? Dinger, ding dong, Dinger, Dingers. Declare the word of the Lord over you in this season that you will increase and multiply. And that's what I saw over you. I just saw like where there's been this holding, like you've been in a holding bay, and I just really believe that God has sent you. This is a season of multiplication. This is a season of increase, and that you're to be expectant of the increase of the Lord in this season. I believe that God is going to bring certain people along your way that are really going to have your back and will guard you and hold your hands up, actually not looking for anything, but people that will come and just serve you, like those that served Moses that held up his arms in the battle. I believe that God will bring along those ones that will come alongside you and minister to your wounds and actually hold up your arms as you increase and as you multiply. And that we just declare over both of you the wisdom, increased wisdom to manage these days that are coming.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
And David, I just, for the church, I just felt that the Lord was saying that don't look at the ones you see that are of an age in your congregation, but to look, because I feel that the Lord's about to do a shift and that others are going to start coming along. And I sense that the Lord is bringing people alongside you that actually get your vision, that get where you want to see the church going. And they want to stand with you guys. They want to run with you. And I see people coming that want to build relationship with you and Katie, that this next season would be a fun season for you guys, that it would not be a stressful or a laboring type scenario, mm-hmm. but it would actually be good and it would be beneficial for you guys as much as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And the more that people come to gather with you and come to connect with you, they, that not just you get blessed, but they're going to get blessed mm-hmm. too. And out of that, I see them telling others, you need to come and connect with these guys. You know, there's something happening here. And I just get a sense that the Lord's about to drop like this fireball right down in the midst of one of your services. And it's going to be from that point, there's going to be like an ignition that's going to actually just start a whole ball rolling mm-hmm. of a whole dynamic and a whole change mm-hmm. in church for you guys, that you as the leaders will begin to actually have wisdom, that the Lord would drop dreams into your dreams at night, that you waking up in the morning both together, not David nor not Katie, but you both waking up mm-hmm. having the same dream, that you actually just come together, that there's this just this synergy with the two of you that you've never experienced before. And when you dream together and when you share together, that there's an excitement comes with you guys, that you know God's on this and you know that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to do you good and to actually grow what it is you're doing in Dudley. So we bless you guys. Mm-hmm. Bless you for increase.
Yeah, I actually see a picture at the minute of the people in your church standing like almost in a circle, and it's all the generations holding each other together. You know, you've got the wisdom of the older and the strength of the young, and I feel like it's like this beautiful family that is forming among you, that is like the generations, not a generation, but generations together that form a whole picture. And so that's what I see over you right now.
Yeah.
So we bless you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Lord, just see. If any of you feel you have a word for anybody, just put your hand up and let us see it. How do we bring everybody up on me? Just so that we can see here. See everybody together.
You're all now unmuted.
You're all unmuted.
Ah.
Yeah, I've just got a word for, is it Andrew?
Yes.
Andrew, I've got a word for you that you will be, you'll be meeting non-Christians once the season's over that we're going through. And you get back to your workplace and you're going out meeting people, that you're going to be really connected with a lot more people that are non-Christians. And you will be sharing your faith with them on the streets and really connect with them, and then it will multiply. Yeah.
Excellent. Good work.
Hey, Carl, is that for Andrew or Andy?
Andrew Miles.
Good. A good word for him.
Good word.
It's Andrew. Andrew Miles, I have a word that God says you're going to be tactile, that people are going to come alongside you and stick to you because of the presence of God that's upon you. You're going to be so tactile that it's almost like Velcro. You throw something in Velcro and it sticks. You're going to be that person that people stick to, because not because you're lovable. Yes, you are lovable. Not because you're good looking, because you are good looking. Not because you're mighty, but because of what God has done and is doing in your life and through your life. People are going to come, and it's almost as if they're going to hook onto you. You're not going to be the hook, but they're the hook. And God's going to lure them to you so that you can release the presence of God, the love of God, and the character of God through you to infect them and to move in them and through them. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Emma.
Which one?
Emma West. The river person, the fish. The one that swims in the rivers all through the winter makes us all.
Come on.
Emma, I just heard the Lord saying turbocharge, turbocharge, turbocharge. And I feel like you're coming into a season where you're going to just step out of ordinary engine power into turbo power with God. I feel it's a season where the word of the Lord is going to really begin to open up to you in a whole new way, and that the Holy Spirit is going to really develop your ability for revelation and to begin to declare that revelation, to teach that revelation.
Sure.
Like, I just keep getting terrible power. So I just bless you. I bless you that Ephesians 1:17, that you would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know that you are the most beloved of the Lord, to know that you are his righteous and most precious possession.
Yeah.
And that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead would increase in you day by day by day until a terrible action kicks in. So we just declare that over you today, a terrible, terrible charge, terrible power. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When you were praying for the David and the couple before that, at the end, I saw lots of angels around you, and just they were moving, so they are in actions, and there is lots of them, and I could not see what they were doing, but there is lots of angelic action who are going to bring things and make things happening forward.
Come on.
So that was David and Katie.
That for David and Katie?
Yes, yes.
Come on.
The Spirit of God coming and all you prayed about, and they are there and they are moving and they are bringing things and ushering things. And there are many. There are many, many around you.
Come on. Awesome. I love your T-shirt, Pascal.
Good T-shirt.
Yeah.
Pascal and Ted used to help us down at the marquees and the healing tent down at Pressures before they went off to the sunny shores of Australia.
And yeah. I thought I would dig it back.
It's calling you home. No.
No, don't want that.
when you're obedient to the Lord, Ted, we'll have coffee together here.
Yeah. Have the best coffee out in Perth.
Oh, yeah. And Dawn, what I saw of you, I saw you like wrapped in this little blanket. And it's almost like the Lord was like holding you really tenderly, like you would hold a little child, like you hold Zach. And I just saw the Lord looking at you, Dawn, and it's like he was really emotional with his love for you. It's like his heart was totally overwhelmed for you. And it's like he just couldn't take his eyes off your face. He just kept looking and looking and looking. And his love was just flowing through him right into your very being. And I just really pray that you would experience the wrapping around of God in these days, that you would experience his closeness, that wraparound presence, and that you would have the revelation of his face actually just looking so beautifully loving down upon you, and like this little tiny baby, and he's like, you are so precious to me right now. I just want you to grow and grow and grow and become all that I've destined you to be. And I just really believe God has great things in store for you, Dawn. You know, and the Bible says that no weapon against you will prosper, that he will bring it to naught. So we just declare over you today that nothing that the enemy would form against you will prosper in these days, that the hand of the Lord is nursing you and holding you, and that his face is totally focused upon you with love and delight. And it's like you are a dream that was created in the heart of God, and you are that most precious thing to him, like someone that yearns for a child. When it's born, you just can't stop looking at it. And that's God's love for you right now, Dawn, in Jesus' name.
Amen. So Andrew and Mary wants, just as we're drawing a close here, not saying we're going to go offline, but we're just going to draw the service to a close.
And you can stay on and chat afterwards if you like for a little bit. Go, Mary.
We've got a good, good God, and he loves to give good things. But he's also an all-consuming fire, and he demands holiness and purity and righteousness. And he's not a God of compromise. And this is some of the words he says in Malachi. you people are robbing me, your God, and here you are asking, how are we robbing you? You are robbing me of the offerings and of the 10% that belongs to me. That is why your whole nation is under a curse. I am the Lord, all-powerful, and I challenge you to put me to the test. Bring the entire 10% into the storehouse, so there will be food in my house. Then I will open the windows of heaven and flood you with blessing after blessing. I will also stop locusts from destroying your crops and keeping your vineyards from producing. Everyone of every nation will talk about how I have blessed you and about your wonderful land. I, the Lord all-powerful, have spoken. And I just wanted to think, as we come to the end of the service and we think about giving our offerings, and it's just as important, giving is just as important as our songs and our prayers. That's something else we have to bring before him and as we come into his court. And as some of you might say, well, that's the law, we live under grace. But if this was the law and that's what God requested under the law, how much more does he ask of us when we live under the grace that he has given? So I'm just challenging you to consider the challenge that God gives us there. He says, test me in this and mm-hmm. see if I do not give you blessing after blessing. So we're living in these times where maybe we're struggling for all sorts of different reasons, and some of us are struggling financially, that we really sit before the Lord and really ask him what he wants us to give as our act of worship as we go away at the end of our time together. So if you want to give, you have to give through you can give through CrossPay under Freedom Fire Ministry, so that's an easy way of doing it. So I know it's difficult to give when we're all separate in this way, but that's how we can give to God and give to the work and the ministry that he calls us to do. So
I think this ministry is going to be re-blooming after this virus has blown over. It's going to really explode. So we need to be ready. We need to have things in the storehouse ready for that as well.
Okay. Yeah. So CrossPay is an app that you can actually download to your phone. And then when you go on to the giving bit, it opens up with a list of different ones, and Freedom Fire Ministries is on that list. And if you open that up, then you will have another list of the areas you want to put it in. But most people would be putting it into tithe or to the Father's House aspect of that. So, but basically, yeah, that's where you can go to download the app, and it doesn't cost you anything. And that way we can still bring into the storehouse in preparation for what God's about to do in this next season amongst us all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.